Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora bunts towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a line drive towards first. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomey hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Thomey reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura juggles the ball. That's an error on Ventura. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sorrento strikes out. There goes Murray. The throw from Lavalier to Guillen, and Murray is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nuzon moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nuzon scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nuzon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into right field. Nuzon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nuzon. Sorrento goes all the way around to score. Peña moves to second. It's 3-1 White Sox. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peña tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fernandez. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. Peña drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Nuzon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nuzon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields the ball and throws to Fernandez covering. Safe. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Peña and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thome hits a fly ball into right field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lavalier bunts towards the mound. Lilliequist fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuzon moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cora is 0 for 4 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. One out. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Kirby. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Tony Peña. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.